industrial waste that are produced actually fit into that category. Now, for sewage treatment, there are a lot of options out there. I've picked a slide that indicates the basic sort of processes. That this particular process was developed by BP, obviously. So we have got our sewage pump station. We have a chopper turning the material into smaller sized particles that can be dealt with by the following mechanism. We put it into a reactor then, and that reactor then, in this case, has got an anaerobic zone in it, and an aerobic zone. We find that we are dealing with the different components in terms of the nitrogen as we move through this particular reactor. The solids are clarified out, filtered out, and the resulting water stream then is disinfected, much as we saw at Port Douglas. We get a balancing and polishing stage involving chemicals, and in this case air going through to remove any volatiles. Then finally, that water is fed through a biological bed. That biological bed then uses organisms to clean it up so that at the end of the day, that water that's going out meets all of the requirements to go into a natural wetland. Now, the extent of the process then is all about the amount of dollars that you're prepared to spend on it. So at the outset, Cairns was not prepared to spend very much on sewage treatment. It went for the very simplest options out there. So the Yorkeys Knob plant that's been recently replaced by a decent sort of system was the most basic thing imaginable. It was simply ditches dug into the ground, and they would simply flood irrigate the ditches, let the natural process happen in the ditches, and then pump it out into the creek. So it was very straightforward. These days, that was never going to meet the requirements of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, so they've designed more sophisticated processes, much like the ones up in Port Douglas. So when we go through these boxes here, we can see the sorts of things they're measuring will be BOD, which then indicating the amount of organic matter that can be responsible for lowering the DO of water at the end. So we try and reduce the BOD. The suspended solids going in is an enormous number. The suspended solids that are coming out at the other end are very low numbers. Fecal coliforms, which by the sounds of it you spend a vast amount of time listening to, and at the biology part of the Cairns Water Lab, go in with a very large number of counts and come out with a very low number of counts. So in the course of the process of getting rid of the chemicals, we also get rid of the coliform bacteria. Nitrogen then is a nutrient which, if you end up with a lot of it at the end of the process here, will produce eutrophication problems. So stage by stage, you find that that nitrogen drops from large numbers of ppm down to small numbers of ppm. Yep. Yep. Yeah, this is solid settling out, so you're clarifying the water stream at that point there, and then you're finally cleaning it up through a sand filter. Yes, it's a liquor that's coming out of there. That liquor then, you can see it's still sort of cloudy looking colour, so they're then putting it through a sand filter to get rid of any colloidal material that's potentially in there. This is just a very schematic sort of view of it, so you're starting to get an idea of the processes. There's physical processes at the start. After that, there are chemical processes. Then after that, there are cleaning up steps to make sure that it looks like water again, which is getting rid of the particulate material, getting rid of the bacteria and residual things with the UV disinfection. The balancing and polishing, this can involve chemicals. Like if you know what the contaminants are at that point, then you add the appropriate chemicals to get rid of the contaminants. And the polishing in this case also involves getting rid of the smells, so you're bubbling air through it to remove any sulfurous containing gases. And then after that, a very final polish up, just using a piece of wetland sort of to get rid of the residuals.